Exactly. So let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, 10 million unemployed over the course of 2 weeks. That's about 6% of the American workforce. And that's just the people who have filed a claim.
Right.
Which means it could be, you know, worse than the financial crisis in 2008 and what we saw with unemployment then.
Yes, you make an interesting distinction. These are people who have filed for unemployment insurance for the first time, so they were not previously unemployed. The number is incredible. When you add that to the revised number for the prior week, we're up above 10 million people. Now, keep in mind, these things are on a delay, and this still doesn't capture the time period that was the worst of it. So tomorrow we're going to get the unemployment number, but in fact, these things are on a lag, and we've never been, even in 2008, 2009, we virtually were never in a position where we saw this many layoffs at one time. In fact, the worst job losses in the last recession were January of 2009, when we saw about 700,000 people off the rolls. So these numbers have not been seen since the Depression.
And there are already people saying that the $2 trillion rescue package that Congress passed might not be enough. President Trump now says he may want to spend another $2 trillion, this time on an infrastructure program. Is that likely, Ali? And would that help given the unique challenges of what we can call the coronavirus economy?
Well, it won't help for the immediate moment, right? So for the time that we still have an increasing number of stay-at-home orders, there's nothing anybody can do except what countries like Denmark are doing, where they're paying everybody their full salaries. Mm-hmm. The government is doing that. But at some juncture, when we start to reopen, whether that's on Donald Trump's accelerated schedule or some schedule, it is something that has bipartisan support and has been tried in the past. It hasn't succeeded in the last few years, but there is value in the idea that money costs the government very little right now, and there are going to be a lot of people out of work. An infrastructure project might be the kind of thing that we're looking at.
That does suggest, though, that this is not what economists were saying even a few weeks ago, the kind of dip that would just bounce right back afterwards.
Correct.
If you're talking about an infrastructure program, this could be a really long recession.
Yeah, because there are a lot of companies that were hanging on by a thread. Just like we know that so many Americans don't have the extra money to contend with an emergency, America is a country that's built on small businesses. And a lot of those small businesses, those service enterprises, those restaurants, will not come back immediately. So there will be a lot of people, particularly at the lower end to mid-skilled level of things, that won't recover quickly. So as much as a lot of business will get back to normal once we have conquered this disease, not everything will, and there will be a higher level of what we call structural unemployment. It's not part of a cycle. It's part of an actual change in the way we deal with employment.
You mentioned the monthly jobs report that is going to come out tomorrow. This is what we get every single month. They consider it, yep, always to be one of the most important economic indicators. What are you going to be watching for there?
Well, I'm going to be watching for the fact that the measurement, the unemployment number and the number of jobs lost, is a product of two different surveys that are generally taken about mid-month. And I want to remind people that most of the unemployment activity happened after the middle, mm-hmm, of March. So tomorrow, you might not actually see the increase in the unemployment rate that we're expecting. A number of economists, including the president of the Dallas Federal Reserve, have said that we're going to be looking at a number in the mid to high teens in unemployment. Wow. I don't think anybody remembers those kinds of numbers. We got to about 10% in 2009. So right. I don't think you're going to see it all tomorrow. It'll be the report that comes out the beginning of May, which is for April, that'll show the bigger, right, numbers. But we will see a few percentage point increase tomorrow in the unemployment rate.